Okay, today we start a series of shiurim on Inyanei Shechita. The first shiur is about the Chamesh Psulei Shechita. Ki yirchach mimcha, the pasuk says in Re'ei, yirchach mimcha malkom, asher yivcha Hashem elkecha, asum shemo sham, v'zavachta mibekarcha u'mitzoncha, asher nosan Hashem elkecha, asher tzivisicha, chalta b'sherech mcha l'avas nafshecha. So Rashi says, "V'zavachta k'asher tzivisicha, l'madnu she'yishtiva b'zvicha eich yishchot, v'hem halacha shechita shenemru l'moshu misina." In other words, "V'zavachta k'asher tzivisicha." Right? It says, "V'zavachta," and then it says "k'asher tzivisicha." So when is tzivisicha? When? So it means halacha l'moshu misina. And we got the halacha l'moshu misina. So, and that's the Gemara here in Chulin on page 3 of Chav Chesem Ralef. The Tanya Rebbe Omer V'Zavachta Chesher Tzivisicha Melamed Shenitztav Moshe Al Haveshet V'Al Hakono V'Al Rov Echad Ba'Of V'Al Rov Shnayim B'Mehema. That we got the two Simonim. The Veshet is the food pipe, Ikon is the windpipe, and all you have to do is you have to shecht rov echad ba'of the rov shnayim v'behema. And v'behema you have to shecht the rov of two siman. Ba'of only one siman. Now the Mishnah in Chulin on page 4, Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, Hashochel Echad Ba'of Ushnayim B'mehema Shechitosok Shera. So says the Gemara, Hashochel Di Evidim Chathil Lo. Right? Hashochet means you did it already. It's a lashon of b'di'evit. So what's b'di'evit? I mean, shnayim b'mehem l'chatchin lo, at kamalu. In other words, I can understand you can say, oh, maybe simon echad is only b'di'evit. L'chatchin too. But shnayim b'mehem, how could you do? There's nothing more to do. Shnayim b'mehem l'chatchin lo, at kamal l'shchot v'l'izil. So the Gemara says, Ibai seim echad ba'of. One possibility is that it's going on echad ba'of. That echad ba'of is really only b'di'evit. Ibai seim rubu shal echad kamahu. Well, the other possibility is to say that, it's going on the concept of rov. The fact that you're shechting the rov simon and not the whole simon, that's only a din b'di'evit. So as Rav Shechter likes to point out, that you see from this Gemara that the concept of rubo kakulo is only a din b'di'evit. That really you're supposed to do kulo. As Rav Shechter said, like in the context of like kosher bracha, we have rov kos. So Rav Shechter mentioned from this Gemara is mashma that the chatchina you're supposed to have the whole thing. Okay. So the Rambam here on page 5 enunciates the 5 psulei shechita. Chamisha dvarim mafsidim es hashechita. There are 5 things that hasel shechita. V'ikar hilchas shechita lizar b'cholachas mehen. Ve'elu hein. Shehiya, drasa, halada, hagrama, v'ikra. These are the 5 things. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go through each of them and say the highlights of each thing. So shehiya. Shehiya means that you paused in the middle of shechita. So So let's look at the Mishnah on page 6, the Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Nafla Sokin V'Higbia. Right, Naflu Kalov V'Higbian. In other words, you're shechting, and then this, you dropped a knife, so you obviously you paused. Naflu Kalov. But your clothing fell. Your shirt flew off. And you picked it up, so obviously you paused. Hishri is a sakin. You sharpened the knife, and then you were very tired, va'af. So because of you were putting in so much effort by sharpening the knife, then you were fatigued, and in the middle you stopped. Ba'chaveir v'chachat. Im shakidei shchita psula. So if you had a certain amount of shihia in between, that passels the shechita. Reb Shimon Omer Shakidei Bikur. Reb Shimon says Kidei Bikur. We'll see. So what is Kidei Shechita? Amar Rav Kidei Shechita Behema Acheres. In other words, if you pause the amount of time that it would take to shecht another animal in the middle of your shechita, that's a shehir. Ami lo Rav Kahana Ravasi lo Rav Kidei Shechitas Behema Lebehema Va'of La'of. In other words, if you're shechting a behema, so is the pause is kidei behema, and oaf is oaf, or no? Or dilma af behema la oaf. Or maybe that when you're shechting an oaf, the shear shehiya is the shear's behema. Which Rashi says is a kula, because obviously it takes longer to check the behemoth. So idma amar Rav kidei shechitas behemoth lebehemoth v'ov lov. Rav says behemoth lebehemoth v'ov lov. And Shmuel amar fil behemoth lov. And Shmuel says even if you check the genov, it's the shear of a behemoth. So that's the different shitas. So let's see. So how do we paskin? So let's look in Shulchan Aruch. On page 10. Shehiya Ketzad Chav Gimel Beis. Shehizchil Lishchot Higbiya Yado Kadim Shigma Shechitav Shab Ben Shogim Ben Meiz Ben Monit Ben Ratzon Ubahu Oachem V'gam Ashechitim Shokidei Shehigbiya Behema V'yabitzen V'yishchot V'shir Shehiya Be'of U'behem Adaka Kidei Shehigbiya Behem Adaka V'yabitzen V'yishchot Rova Simonim Shehech Ashechitu Psula. So Haisa Behem Adaka Shir Shi Yosu Kadei Shi Yigbiya Be'ed Medaka Im Gasa Be'em Agasa Vav Kadei Shi Yigbiya Be'em Medaka V'yarbitzen of Yishchot. That's the first opinion. V'yesh Omrim that it's Kadei Shechitas. So that's the Kula. The other sheet is Kadei Shechitas Rav Simenachet Ba'of B'li Agba. So that's a Chumra that you have much less of a time. So the Ramah, if you look at the Ramah here on page 11, Ramidik Pashir Bredinus Eilu Lahatrif Kol Shehiya Afil Mashu Bein Ba'ov Bein Behema Bein Lashanas. the Ramah does, you know, all these different permutations of Behemah Behemah, Oaf La'Oaf, or is it Behemah La'Oaf? You know, he says the minig is when I'm a chalik. Yeah. Right. No, you can't.
More
machmir
than the biggest
kumra. What?
More
machmir
than the biggest
kumra. Right. You know, that's the minig. The minig is Ramah Keseder is going to say just everything. Everything's now. So I'm going to go Ramah.
Is there a reason why the Ramah is not?
I guess he feels, you know, you just gotta, you know, Nasata Drachal Shiurim, you just gotta, you know, it'd be a kilko otherwise, you know. Yeah, not enough. Alam Donim here, you know. You can't make halacha for. Halacha is not for the Alam Donim. Halacha is for the Hamonam. Okay, so then the Gemara has the famous Ibaya on page 6 on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. By Rav Huna, first word in the line is Rav Huna. By Rav Huna, Bereid Rav Dasan, Shah B'miyut Simon Mahu. On page 6. So what does that mean? So the famous sheet of Rashi is b'miyut simonim shochet harov v'shoh b'mir achron v'gomer shkritosa. The famous sheet of Rashi is that it's talking about b'miyut basra. In other words, meaning that even though you shechted rov already, and now you could have finished, you could have walked away, gamarnu, and yet you decided you want to continue, but you did a shahia between the rove and the rest. That's the shayla in the Gemara, and that perhaps we're machmer, which is a chiddush, because you could have said, once I did the rove, I'm finished. But the chiddush is that if you continue after, that's all mitzuref to the ma'aser shechita, and therefore if you did a shahia, that passes. Now the simple pshat should be that it's talking about in the beginning. The miyad kama, because the miyad basra you should say dal mehacha. So why didn't Rashi want to learn that it's referring to the miyad kama? So Rashi explains. Yeah, the miyad siman, it says Rashi shachar harov v'shah the miyad, and then the Gemara says take ulachumra. Then he says miyad kama ida gargeres. Love me the Ovid, lo shiyahi. In other words, if it's talking about what? The kana, the windpipe. So then, until rov, there's no problem. In other words, say you have a windpipe that already is punctured half the way through. So that's fine. So now, a day later, you want to shecht. That's fine. Love me the of it. Velo shihi. It's not because by the kana until you hit the rove mark, it's nothing. So it's not a shia. The deveshet. So therefore, if you would take, we're talking about a case by the kana where you did a miyut of the sib and then you were shoha. It's not a problem because there's no halos until. Till you cross over the, so therefore anything you do wouldn't be a problem. And if it's talking about the food pipe, either veshet, then, and so you shechted, and then you had a shehiyah, and then you paused, and then you continued. So there's nothing to talk about anyway, because then you made it a trefa. The kuvasu b'mashu mitrefa, manoshav. They came into Shava Ozilem, Maisakam, of Havale Nekev Alma, Utrefa.
So the first half of the Kan is not a problem. The first half of the
Veshet is a problem in terms of that it'll be a trefa. You could still say that, but it's not kamina for an avela. In other words, whether it's called a good shchit or not, because a trefa, you can still shech the trefa in a mutayel midei nevela. But in terms of bottom line, whether you can eat it or not, so by a kana, so if you do the shchita later, as long as you didn't pass rov beforehand, then it's no problem. Shochat chatzi kana paguma is kosher, but by vesha, once you shechted a little bit, then you paused, you made a treif. So then, even if you're going to say the shechit is good later, but so what? It's still a treif anyway. The only nafkamina will be for tumah v'tara, that if you shechted, if it's a good shechit, then it'll be tara m'dei nevela. But I guess that wasn't enough to explain that was the pashas in the Gemara. So that's Rashi's shechita. Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. On page on the next Lamed of Beis and Tosis on page 7.
He says, "V'chid shara b'miyat simanim l'kamon mefarsh Rabbeinu Tam b'miyat kama." B'miyat kama.
But miyat basra shouldn't be a problem. Now the Rambam has another shita on page 8. So that's the. So it means you did a shechita, a little shechita.
So which pedophilia is he talking about? Again, it can't be, a rash is a good
taina.
I mean, if it's the vesha, so then it's a pogo. It's a trefa.
Right, but it'll still be enough kamina whether the shechita is good. It's a matar midain. Just because it's a trefa doesn't mean you can't have a nidon whether you can shech the trefa.
So the whole shalom of times. Rashi's talking about, can I eat it, can I not eat it?
Right.
In other words,
he can't eat it because it's going to be, but by the veshet, it's going to be a treif already.
So he's talking about shehiya in the wind, kama of the windpipe?
By the windpipe, it'll be enough kamina. By the veshet. By the kana, so the question is, by the Rashi's tied by Kana is Shochat Chatzi Kana Paguma is kosher. So then, what's the problem here? By the Vesha, it's treif, but it could be enough kamina by the Vesha for whether the Shkita is a.
So everyone agrees that. So going eating it, Rashi and Tam are going to be the same.
Right.
Saying the
whole mafkoikas
v'inatam has is the
inyan
tumah v'tara.
Well, they could be arguing on. Whether it's an avail or not.
In which case?
Maybe.
Shachar.
So by the Veshet. For sure.
And it's like, having my focus,
I was
like.
What about the way the Kana? So the Kana. Unless you say it, I think maybe I saw in Benny Crohn's notes from that maybe if it was Derek Shechita, it was written there, maybe if it's Derek Shechita, maybe Shechita is worse than a Kana Paguma. Because he did a Maisa Shechita. So then you start, so then maybe that would be an Avela, even though Chatzi Kana Paguma is okay, but that was Tom, it was.
sever the kana, it's different if you sever the chas kana with a knife, or if you stab.
Well, you did a mice. Well, you did a mice. That has a chalos mice.
But it doesn't, because
you
only the half. Something that if you would continue would be a shchita.
Right.
Meaning.
Yeah. I don't know. I would have to look in the Achronah to see. Maybe I saw that, but I saw that in his notes. Maybe we said, I don't know.
Why do you say that she here makes straight? I can't.
Yeah, but by Kana, so you shechted and you did a Shehiya and then you.
So what's the Shehiya for an oath?
Right. But bottom line is, he's saying that if you would show her. What's the answer? Then it would be an Nevela. Shilas, would he say that by a Kona too?
And what, so he's saying it by the Veshet, he's saying?
By the Veshet, that's for sure. Because there, you don't have the din of Chatzi Kona Pagumo.
Right,
by,
so what are they arguing about?
So then they would argue about whether it's Matar Medeve Nevela or not.
So I mean, that's going to be a Shilas. So what's the is that?
Unless you say, unless
you shaft the trefa, is that contaminated?
Unless you mechalik between, I forget what he wrote in the notes there, Benny Crohn. But unless you say that there's that you started a shchita, so that has a meis shchita, that it's not called a trefa.
I don't know what that means. When you slit.
No, you did a meis shchita.
What makes something a meis shchita versus splitting a throat versus?
Because you
did it stopped the head.
Instead of poking, or otherwise.
Meaning, so the chilek is split an animal this way or this way.
Yeah, because one is a big tchilas ma'aser shchita. Same thing with Rashi shita mid basra. In other words, the fact that now you're doing a ma'aser shchita on the rest, so now it's mitzurav that this is a ma'aser shchita. So you could have said this, you know. Have to see, you know, have to see which Achronim says, spell it out. Yeah. Okay, there's a bit. Let's see the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita is. On page 8. Paragimel Halachadal. It's Shochad Ma'at. V'shoha ma'at V'chazi v'shochad ma'at V'shoha ma'at Etchagom ha'shchita V'lo shoha b'pamach ha'shir ha'shir. In other words, you didn't do a shir shihir in one part. In other words, you shechted shir. So you have little shihirs. So it's a miyat B'miyat simonim Etchagom v'lo shoha b'pamach ha'shir ha'shir. Al shetachshov kol zman hashir si tzarv mikulam shir shir. But if you raise a sofek nevel, so that's the Gemara Shaila. Whether you mitzarev little shehias, so this is nothing to do with miyakama miyabasra. It's a question of in the whole shechting, you did pause. No pause alone was the shir, but you mitzarev. So that's. That's another shot. So let's see in Shulchan Aruch how this is brought down. So if you look in Gimel 11, Shochad Ma'at, V'shoch Ma'at, V'chazav V'shochad Ma'at, V'shoch Ma'at, Shetzav Kal Shias Shir Shia, Shchitos Upsula. Lufi a minig holding in treifa, because the minig is that every shehiya we call it a treifa. So then for sure it'll be a treifa for sure, and maybe a suffix nevela. And then in the next halacha, hey, echad. After she shochet rov echad be'ol for rov shnayim bebehema ain't she a poselus. That's Rabbeinu Tam shita. It's only me at kam is a problem, not be at basa. Ufiza ain't she a bekana of klal. Right, according to the shita, there's no shia in bekana of klal. It's only in the vesha. Only in the vesha. Yesh misha omisha kolchel lo nigmar shechitaz kolchel in 20 pesol shia uchatchila, and then yesh misha omers shitas Rashi that this is a din of miyad basra uchatchila yesh yizor lochosh ledvarav afil b'diyevet haminag lachatchif v'chein im lachat shashachad rov shnayim shoa v'meim ha'of lo amus ekenu al rosh shol l'amito. There's if you shecht it and then the animal is not really dead yet, but it's still, so don't say, oh, I'm going to now finish off the shechita to really get it dead. No, just clap it over the head and do it. Okay, so that is the shia. You know, we could probably spend a lot of time on being eyeing more into this, but that is the first psul. The first psul is the psul shia, so we talked about the different shitas. Is it behema la behema of lov or behema la ov? And then the question of shah b'miyat simanim, the three pshatim and the rishon.
And according to the Ramah, it says shia is a short amount of time, so probably you won't even end up being ecstatic. You don't need
it. Okay, so that is the first psul. The next psul is drasa. Drasa means that you can't put pressure. You have to have a gliding motion, not a. So how does that work? So let's look in the Mishnah on page 14. Lamed Amud Beis. Hashochet Beis Roshim Ke'echad Shechitos Ukshir. Shnayim ochzim b'sakim shochtin afil echad l'mal v'chad l'mat shkat v'sheir. He teases Rosho b'vas achas psula. Haya shochit v'hi teases Rosh b'vas achas im yesh b'sakim l'ot sovr k'sheir. In other words, the question is, if you shecht and you're going to so it could be that you didn't do a gliding motion, you did a pressure, you know, a cutting down motion. So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh b'sakin melot sover echad k'sheir." You see, so it depends how long your knife is. In other words, so if you were shechting two heads, so if there's room for three heads, then probably in one gliding motion you got it. But if there's not room for three heads and you just did two heads, so most probably you just put it down. But if it's a bigger knife, then you could have say that you probably glided and you shechted it. But if it was, if you had that extra length. That's only if you did a motion of holich or heavy, one direction of motion. But if you did back and forth, then you could have even a small knife and you could check, because once you do back and forth, then we're not choshish that you pressured. Aval Holich Vahavi, a few kosherhu, a few be ismok shera. Then if you even have a small knife, it'll take you a long time, but you go back and forth, you can do it. But if you'd only do it in one direction, and you didn't have such a big knife, and it was two heads, then most probably you went down, and therefore it's no good. So as if you did it in one thing, most.
Every bit of the knife will continue to cut something, but it has enough might to go through the whole head. If it's a tiny bit of might, and you have to be pushing it to get that
So let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch and see how this is brought down. On page 16, Drasa Ketzer, Yon Shehiniach Asakin Al Tzavar V'Dochach V'Chatach. You put it, you pressurize down. L'matach Chokad Snon, like you're cutting a radish. You pressure it. Or Kishus, a razor psula. Certainly if you give it a zetz, then surely. So he says, you only did one direction, and then it's dead. In other words, if you're cutting one head, you need the knife to be two heads worth. Cut two heads, three worth. And the Ramah says, and Tiesh Machmirim Bibehema. Right, that's the Ran here on page. On page 15. So, Shomar v'yish l'chol shalom yichli. I mean, the Rif quotes it. Here, look in the Rif. But Medvam was one sholeh v'holehev. Amar Rav Menashe, please, Moshe, Ikeman da Omer Hani Mila ba'of shetavoro dak. Al will behave malo. That this halacha that you need the extra thing is only by an oath. Because by an oath, savor dak, so then if you don't have the extra length, right? Then it's going to be a problem. Then you were probably machlid. So that's what he's saying over here. When he says you need the extra shear, and then the Gemara says, "Bezman shaholik v'lohayvi." But if you back and forth, then kol hayom kulo is okay. So that's what? That's only by an oath, but by a behema? By a behema, if you have a small knife, so then we're still choshed that you what? You are Doris.
means you have to have like
so let's see the Rama. Yesh machmir b'mehema. V'amigbul yosel lufsol b'mehema afil holich v'hevi. Yimei misaki kimot sover chutzul sover mashu. Whereas the pasuk shot in the Gemara is what in the Mishnah is that if you molech mevi, then it's always good. Kol yom kulo. And then the Rif says, quotes the Shita, that that a small knife is only good by what? By an oaf. But not by a behema. Because behema, it's harder to cut some silver machmer, that maybe it was Doris. So therefore, even if you're molech umevi, you may be saki kimot sover, you're going to be machmer by a behemoth. That's that shita of, he says, the Rabbeinu Chananel. But there was the pashup shot in the halach and the Mishnah is that both by oaf and by behemoth. If you're molech umevi, because the requirement of the extra head is only when you're molech alone or maybe alone. But if you molech umevi, then you can even have a small life. So he says that's only by a oaf that's easy to cut. So therefore, you molech umevi, you got cut. But behemoth is harder. So if it wasn't a small, it was also a bigger knife, then we have to even you molech umevi, maybe you would doris. That's that. So the Rama quotes that chumra shita.
Unless you need a bigger knife for a
behemoth. Right. Okay. Next. Okay, I always like to quote this tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva in the Igros Moshe. Rabbi Yitzchak Ginsberg showed me this tshuva many years ago on page 20. This is from the old tshuvas in Luban. Tezva Thomas, Tofresh Pei Zayin. Shalti Meir Shem Zevo. Zecholah Sheshachat Im Yesh Eze Chashash Pechitoso. Whereas a person's a choyla, and he was shoychit. So maybe we have to be choyshish that he was a choyla. So we'll have to see that there's a concept in Shas that a person's choyla, everything is like heavy. So maybe he didn't do a smooth gliding action, but he was machbid. He was he did a drasa. In other words, you have to be choshish that so why should you be choshish that a choyla did a drasa? So Moshe quotes from the sugya in Yuma and in Shabbos on page 17. The verse says, "Tana Rabbanan Ish L'Hachshir Es Hazar." Iti shehem zuman iti vafil b'shabbos ish iti even in Shabbos the shir lazozo. So the Gemara says iti vafil b'tuma ish lachshir shi demand the tamer kaparik siva kamashu iti vafil b'shabbos l'mayin elchasa. Amar sheishes lo mashim hayachole makiva al kseifa. So as iti vafil b'shabbos to say that if the animal was choyla, then the ish iti is going to carry the seer lazozel to the cliff. Command look Rav Nosson. The Rav Nosson over Chai Nosei Satsmo. So if you hold Chai Nosei Satsmo, then there's no chiddush to carry the seer because it's a chai. So the Gemara says, no, in other words, even though the din is chai no tzei satsma, it means if you carry a person, a live person, or a live animal, and many shitas hold it's only if he's old enough to walk on himself, but if you carry a live person, live animal, then there's, and in Rosh Hashanah, you don't violate a Nisa D'Oraisa. Right? If you carry a cell phone in the Rosh Hashanah, it's a Nisa D'Oraisa. You carry a child who knows how to walk, then maybe it's only a Nisa D'Rabban. Chai knows his asma. But if the Chai is a Chayla, then you don't say no say sasma. Now the idea of Chai no say sasma is a complicated issue, but one of the ideas is that a person who's alive, it's live weight versus dead weight is easier to carry. So therefore, the Maisa Hotzah is considered like a Chatzi Melacha, so to speak, because you're not doing a full Hotzah because it's not dead weight. Because a chayla, but when it's a chayla or not, so then it's machbir atzmo. So then it's no different than carrying a desk. So, so that's what Rashi, the Tosis here, says. Chaynos atzmo, it's mekel on the maso. Okay, so that's what Ramosha says. You see from this Gemara that a chayla, you don't say chay no says atzmo because the chayla is machbid. So if the chayla is machbid, so then maybe you should say that first machbid. So chayla does shchita, maybe it's machbid. It's machbid, everything's heavy, so then it did a ma'isa drasa. So that was the shayla. So Rav Moshe says on page 23, he says, "Gam mistaber she'ein hechrech lomar shekol choyla machbid b'chol eis." It doesn't mean that it's always machbid. I mean, you have to assume it's machbid. But so they bahotzah, so you have to be choshish that it was machbid. And then, but by shchita, if he says borali shelo derashti, he says mistabish anem manach b'chola. So that was his. So that's a fascinating discussion here. And he has more yesodus about Chai no says asma. Okay, so that's the story with drasa. Next is chalada. It's important to know that I told you there's a good fellow I know who, you know, he learned Yerodei, and then Rabbi Chalap gave him the exit test. He asked him, what are the five psule shchita? And he never heard of it. You know, couldn't even give him one. So that's what we're doing with the five colors. So
he had a short June.
He had a short June. Or no June. Okay. Chalada. So chalada means the knife is covered up. So what does it mean the knife was covered up? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Hechlid es Asakin ben Simon la Simon." Whereas normally you put the knife on top, you go down. Why? What if you put the knife between the simonim? So then the top simon was like hovering over the knife. So that's a question of chalada. Or what if you tachas haor? What if you didn't cut the or? But you went between the oar and the top sim and you put the knife in and then you did it. So then the Gemara says, Tachas matlis. What if you had a matlis? It means you had a towel, say. And you covered the animal with a towel and then you did the shechita underneath the towel. Now this shiloh with the towel is a discussion in the Rush and the Rambam.
of page 26. I'm writing a Hechlid, this is Simon Simon. That is a talus. That is a model, is a kshur, but so is a sort of model. So he learns that it's talking about that the towel was, you tied it to the animal. It's not like a loose towel. The towel was tied to the animal, and then you did it underneath that. That's the shayla. From novel talisol mokom eshchita pshita do avi chalada. Tomi by elu begesh a kosher tomid betzover habehema. But the lokom eshchosov a Rambam pierce talis al asach. Rambam learns even if it's just putting a towel or talis over the thing and then you cut, that's also the shayla of chalada. The Rosh says no, it has to be dumya to the case of the hair of the animal that the Marsh has a shayla that's always there. So that's what the Rambam says in page 27. Chalad the ketsa kigun shehechnis asakin in simulim simen. That's one case. Hechnis tachas or. Oh, sheporus matlis al asakin al atzon v'shocha. Hold ein asakin geluya harezah sofik nevela. V'chachim shocha mir hasimonim. So in Shulchan Aruch it's brought down Chalada on page 28. Chalada Ketzer Gan Shehichni Sakin Ben Simin LeSimin etc. And Matlis in Halach of Zion, he says, he quotes the Rosh that has to be Medubak. And then Yesh Misha Posel Gamzeh. L'Chatchil Yesh Lachosh L'Dvarav. And the Ramah quotes the Mordechai, if the animal has, wool, then maybe you should take away the wool so it shouldn't be before you shecht. And then the Gemara has a question about Hechli B'miyat Simon on Lamed Amud Beis on page 25 in the end of the sugya there. Hechli B'miyat Simon. And this is Rashi learns it the same way that it's talking about Miyad Basra. Same Shaila. The Rambam, how does the Rambam say it? On page 27, Miyat Simonim, last two lines. Shachad Miyat HaSimonim Bechalada, V'gomer HaShchita Sholo Bechalada. So he learns from Miyat Kam. Raises Sufik Nevela. And that's brought down to Shulchan Aruch. Sif Yud on page 28. Mechler Tzakim Tachas Miyad HaRishon V'shachad Mimbat HaMamal V'chachach Gomar Shchita K'darkim V'chein Nimshachad Rovs Tzimach V'heim Mechler Tzim Tachas Miyad HaNisha V'chachad HaSheni V'chein Nimshachad Miyad HaRishon V'chalada V'gomar Hashchita shel chalada is a psula. So he has both shitas here. He has the Rambam and Rashi, right? The Mir Kama and the Mir Tvasra. So, yeah, so that's why the Ramah is no... Yeah, he says Yud. Im Acher Sheshachet Rov in Yud, he says Acher Sheshachet Rov Asiman Vechlid Sagen Tach Mir Anish Vifneim Vechem Motor Yesh Mitzos Agam Zeh Vroi Lochash Lidvar Vechatchil Minog Vahatshiv Kol Chalod Beim Mimiyot Kama Beim Mimiyot Masu Beim Mekarna Beim Veshet etc. Okay, Hagrama. Hagrama means, I remember I was in Rav Black's year for Hagrama, and I think Rabbi Mizi Scheinfeld brought in the Shechter, they had a whole, they brought in the tabas of the animal. So basically, the basic idea is there's a zone that you have to shecht in. If you go out of the zone, that's hagrama. There's different shitas what the zone is. Right? The Gemara says here, Shochem Yitoch HaTabas Yishir HaMolochot HaParekul HaShchitos HaKshirim. Rav Yossi says, as long as there's a little bit left. Rav Yossi says, HaMolochot HaPnei Ruba. So the question is, what is the zone? The ring. In other words,
part of the neck.
So the Gemara here, the Tesemet Aleph has a whole sugya about you started, you went back and forth. So the bottom line is, Sacharei Kol Sakol, there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam on page 31. Hagrama Ketzer. Zeh Shochet Bekana Lamala B'mokum She'en Aroi L'Shchita Kmo Shnei Chitim Yesh B'sof HaKana Lamala B'Tabas HaGdol. Okay. So good. So now you Gimel. Shochet Rov HaEchad Rov HaShnayim B'Yishlim HaShchita B'Drasa B'Hagrama Rezuk She'ra. Right, the Rambam says, if you did the rov and then you did a hagrama or a drasa of this, it's okay because he doesn't hold like Rashi. So nishcha rashi karoi. Now 32. Higrim betchilot shlish. In other words, say you started off the shchita out of the zone. Hagrama. The shochet shnei shlishim. But in the end, you went in and you did the first third you did outside, page 32, the first third you did outside, and then the last two thirds you did inside. Rezuk Sheira. Because Lamaisi, you did rove. Even though when you hit the 51% line, you didn't do a rove. Because you did the first shlish outside, but you do two shlishin, so it's okay. Shachat shlish, v'higvim shlish, v'chazav shachat shlish, v'achron k'shera. So as long as you had, of the 100%, you had a rove, even though the rove was dispersed, that's okay. It doesn't have to be contiguous. You can do a shlish outside, a shlish inside, a shlish outside, inside, share. Higrim shlish v'shachat shlish v'chaz of higrim shlish Achron was raised, but if you higrim shlish, if you shachet shlish, because of higrim, so you did 2/3 outside, no good. So the Rambam shita is you need what? You need rove, but you mitzarif. The rove inside, outside, inside, so you mitzarif to 2/3, and now you have a rove, and it's okay. The Ramban disagrees on page 33. Inyan halacha haRambam pasach beperek shlishi milcha shchita kiri azachir Ramban omro delo mechra milsa hilchach daktin kuchum mitarvai ulolam loch mechshrine hadik rov shochet bevasachas. The Ramban says no, you need rov shochet bevasachas, so it doesn't work shlish shlish shlish. You can either have 2/3 in the beginning in the proper place and then 1/3 improper, that's okay, or you can have the original third behagrama and then 2/3, but it has to be ritzufim. The rove. So that's the Ramban shita, and the Shulchan Aruch he quotes on page 34 Agrama Ketzer the Ashokhid Bekona Lamala the mokum shein a royal shchita or shayisku lishka be mokum shchita v'shachad ma'ad v'hita v'asakin kutsu mokum shchita v'mal v'gomra. Yeah. So then he says who adin im shachad rov shenayim v'mehem be mokum shchita v'shlim v'shchita v'agvama rosa k'sharia. So that's the shayla whether if you did me at Basra, from Shachad Rov Hashanayim Vehim and Mokum Shchita, Hishlam Shchita Bagroma, that's a Shaila, Hish Lochus Ludvar Vlachatila, and the Ramos says, Minag Lahatriv, Vehim Bedrasa, Vehim Bagroma, Vehim Yibkama, Vehim Yibrasa, Vehim Bekarna, Vehim Bevasha. And then, in terms of the other Shaila, whether the Rov has to be in one place, that's Yud Gimel, Higrim Bekarna, Bechila Shlish, Vechashach Rei Shlishim Ksheira, Shachad Shin. Shlish vigrim shlish because of your shechid achim kshera. Right, that's the Rambam shita of vigrim shlish v'shachad shachad shlish vigrim shlish because of your shechid achim kshera, and that's the Rambam shita. So he quotes the Rambam's opinion. And the Rambam says, Avinag Lahatrif, Bechol Mokum, Mikol Mokum, Bein Lashanus. And they said, "Kol elah chukli mishu vada shalom noga bevesha." I'm a bekana, because if you noga bevesha, then it's a treifa, right? As we said before, kuvah sevesha. So he says, like the Rambam. Okay. Last thing is ikur. So the machloikas. What is ikur? So Rashi says Peish Bekunsh is looking at it, he says, Ikur disnan shachar as a vesher posach as a gagers. Tame dain za shaykh lecha shchita. Tis a posach mun mesho vol shachto vlo tam is shaykh lecha shchita. Shlomo da ari shachach besach in paguma. Says he had a sack in paguma and therefore it pulls the if it's pogum it's not going to cut it. It's going to pull it. So that means posak is a, he says, shachar is a, that should posak is a gegeres. So maybe that's not a good shchita, since the sagin is puguma, it's going to pull the simen, and it's not doing through a maisa shchita, so that's, but rather through a maisa pulling. And then he quotes the Bahag, that the Bahag has a different shchita, Tosis quotes, that it means that the simen was dislocated. Halachas gedolos perish ikur shenekar hasimen, the nishma. So you shechted a simon that was dislocated. So that's not a good shechita. And that's what the Rambam says. Rambam follows the Golem. Iku keitzel kizon she nekra hagergeres v'hi hakona o havesha v'nishmon echa mehem. And then he says the same thing to Shulchan Aruch. What about you did the rove already and then it was necker later? So that's the shayla. And the Ramah says, I don't know if Mahatriv kol ikur kama baby kama masa baby karna baby possession. That's the Ramah's approach. And the Aruch HaShulchan says that he quotes the Rashi on page 41. Iker makes not shachar the pasuk as a geres. He says because if it's kana pogum, it ain't a shchita el chanika. The Iker mishum habkim okrum komo. That's why it's called ikur, because instead of cutting, it gets caught, and it's trying to now in the simen, in the knife, there's a pegima, so now it's gonna pull it. It's gonna be try to oker it. That's why it's called ikur, as opposed to behag sheet. It's called ikur because it's nekar, the simen of meikara that you're doing shchita to was dislocated. Okay, so now if anyone asks you what are the five psulei shchita, you can tell them that there's shia and drasa and halada, hagrama, and ikur. And I try to, of course, the old days we used to spend a whole half a year on shchita, so there's what to say. But at least you know the highlights. You won't be, and the basic shilas about each of the psulim, to my knowledge. I'm not a master shochet here. You have two people here in the room who, at least two people here, who know much more of shkita than I do. But, okay.
All five?
All five, halacha moshe sinai. Okay, so Rabbi say tomorrow, Wednesday, so we'll continue. Tomorrow's Shchitas Hakom, I think, or something like that, which is also very important. And we want to wish Rabbi Fremis, I think he's leaving to Toronto before tomorrow's Shir, correct? So we have a big schuss of having him in the Shir. This year, we hope to see him next year. As Hashem, we wish him well. And it was a pleasant surprise. In the middle of the year, we got this special surprise. So we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that. And as Hashem, have a good summer, and then we'll continue. We still have the Sheir Sapleita. Okay. Yeah, everything is shaykh.